When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Danny, let's look at some of the other NFL matchups for this weekend. We've been mentioning throughout the week's worth of shows that this is one of those now late season doubleheader days in the NFL where you get both Saturday and Sunday games. There are two great games tomorrow. On Saturday, you get the Texans at 9-5 and the Chiefs 13-1. Sounds like Patrick Mahomes is a go. Shocker, he almost tore everything in his knee, but he'll limp around and be okay. Guy's got Gumby legs. I don't know if he has ligaments. It seems like he always almost gets seriously hurt, but never actually does. So good for him in Kansas City dodging a bullet. That game kicks off tomorrow at 1:00. And then the second game of two in the NFL on Saturday is an AFC North classic. The Steelers and the Ravens. This is a line of about 6.5 points.
Big.
Baltimore favored over Pittsburgh. I don't really understand that line. I'm taking Mike Tomlin, Pittsburgh, +6.5 every time.
Yeah, I mean, this is maybe one of those, okay, the world's kind of finding out here about Pittsburgh. They're not that good. And I haven't seen the update on George Pickens. I don't know if he's out, but when he's not playing, they're different. And you hate for it to come down there. But maybe that's the case. Again, I'm just looking for an explanation for why the line's that big. Look at the Texans and Chiefs, for example. 3.5-point dogs, Houston on the road. That makes sense to me. Divisional matchup like this, you'd go, wouldn't you expect this to be a close game? Given, I don't know, every time they ever play, it's always a close game. But here we are with that giant spread this week in favor of Baltimore Deer Horn.
George Pickens in the offense. Steelers ranked 3rd in total offense. When he's not playing, they're ranked 32nd. This season,
there
just to give you an idea of all it takes is one deep threat to open things up a little bit for Pittsburgh. Elsewhere, NFC import. The Rams have to hold serve against the Jets. They're playing in the Meadowlands. That's a 1:00 game, so that's 10:00 their time. That can be tricky late season, right in front of the holidays. That's a 1:00 kick. The other game that matters a lot to Washington out of the NFC West, the Seahawks host the Vikings at 4:05. That matters because if Seattle were to lose, it only better positions the Commanders to hang on to that wild card spot, even if they lose to the Eagles.
Yeah, both the teams that are chasing them, Rams and Seahawks, if Washington gets a win and both of those teams lose before playing each other, those squads are pretty much eliminated and Washington is all but in.
Some of our favorite matchups of the weekend. We'll go through the full slate a little bit later today on Grant and Danny.